Great morning. Great morning.
Is it a great morning?
It's a great morning. It's the best morning we're going to get for the next couple of days, probably until next Wednesday, I believe. Next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Is this a weather report?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Today's 75. We're going to be in the 80s tomorrow. What's tomorrow? That's after tomorrow. Saturday? Yeah. I think Saturday and Sunday we hit the 90s. And then Monday we're in the 80s again. Tuesday, like...
Okay, yeah. Conflicting reports here because
what you got?
I woke up to a weather alert on my phone that Monday it was going to be like potentially 105. Oh, I wish everybody could see the look that Ambush just gave me.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
No.
And I did see triple digits, but it was like lower in Oregon, not Portland proper, but in any event... I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. The humidity that we're experiencing now will decrease throughout the day. I did see some good news about that. This morning we were at about 7 o'clock. We were at 90% humidity, which is a no-go for me.
Certainly a no-go.
Yeah. Yeah. My hair gets all frizzy.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want from me?
I don't know. You know, I'm unsure.
What's up, you guys?
How are we this morning?
What does it do?
How'd that rain feel for you yesterday? Did you catch any of it? Did you get to smell it? Did you feel it?
I remember being slightly annoyed about the dampness, because I didn't actually feel any rain on me by the time I was up and out the door. And I'm not sure why, you know, it cooled things down. Sure. I don't know why I was so, you know, annoyed, triggered by it. We're well out of our spring, well out of it, Ambush. No need to worry about days of deluge happening, you know, we'll be fine. But I got triggered there for a little bit. I was like, oh, don't take away my sunny days. And then what happened?
And look at you.
Around the corner.
Yeah, complaining about what's about to happen. Golly. The things to come. Can you be satiated?
No, apparently not. He can't be pleased, ladies and gentlemen.
Cannot be pleased.
That Ambush. Work on it.
Fiancés, what do you say to that? I mean, come on. At this complainer already.
Leave me be.
Oh, okay.
Leave me be, fiancés.
All right, fair enough.
Cut me some slack.
Is that what we should cut you, though? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that
all
really?
All slack.
No?
All the slack. Please.
Okay, fine.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed the... I was writing the news.
Mm-hmm.
I took it to the porch so I could focus. And it gave me
cool weather here.
It was cool. It started to rain. I think it was like a chill wave YouTube, like just outside, like lo-fi homework vibes,
right,
whatever.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was nice. And then I came in and it was really late. And you and Bree were both like, what were you doing out there? Why were you outside for so long?
Bree certainly was like, is she even out there anymore? And I was like, what do you think? She got kidnapped or something? She said, I'm not saying that, Dad. I'm just saying any number of things could have happened.
It could
have. Because she's been out there for so long. And I was like what though? She's like, I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, Bree.
Spooky Mulder, man.
Yeah.
She's nice. Over there just thinking.
Nice. Yeah, man. Bree be stirring things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was safe.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big C's.
Big C's out here. 75 and sunny over here. Good morning, fam. East Coast C's. I want to take a second to shout you out, East Coast C's, for your grace.
Yes.
And your...
Sense of humor.
Sense of humor, your play with itness, you will.
Yeah.
The yes and of it all.
He's a team player, that guy.
Very big team player. We had Uncle C's in the building this weekend. You guys may have seen, you may not have, but we did not have a show on Monday because he was here. Well, not just because of that, but
yeah, we were blown out from the weekend.
The weekend was a doozy,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, in a great way, but it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to make the podcast festival happen. And thank you all for participating and for those fiancés that joined us for the festival.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a provocateur, if you will.
Uncle Steve is a provocateur.
Yes. Yeah. In his introduction to you fiancés, he said, "My name is C's, and I don't like that there's another C's."
Yeah, he did.
But I do like that you're a supporter. So, but I don't like that. And I was dying because I'm like, never that's your introduction. Never that's how you introduce yourself. I'm C's, and I don't like that there's another one.
Right.
And then I thought about it and was like, I could easily see myself saying mostly that. Mm. I don't know about this other Morgan.
And we've had, again, my reaction to him was 100% honest. I don't know why we're doing this now. This was not the point of this message. We want to let people know we're not doing a show tonight. I don't know why you need to bring your issues to the table. But, you know, pure C's. Yeah. That was good. That was hilarious.
C's, that Uncle C's had me crying in the video. Yes, I was done. I was done. So funny.
Not that I need you guys all in my business, but yeah, okay. Thanks,
C's. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was quite the weekend. Yeah. Did you wanna
And quite the week, I'd say.
Oh, definitely quite the week.
What were you gonna say?
I was just going to say, do you want to say anything more about the Black Podcast Fest? Do you want to save that for Monday? Or
maybe I'll save it for Monday. I will say this, though. Shout out to the team. Shout out to the team that not only stepped up this year to make it happen. Shout out to the teams that created the legacy that is the Black Podcast Fest.
Come on now.
You know, all previous teams, staff at the numbers and all the volunteers we've had in the past and collaborators we've had in the past. This thing started 5 years ago at Pioneer Square as part of a series of events we were producing down there. And then it went to Alberta Abbey and then, you know, Lloyd Center. And here we are, last one at IFCC as a part of my residency, which is ending this week.
Yikes.
The ick week. There's so much happening this week. But yeah, yeah. Shout out to the previous team. Shout out to everyone that has come on board to help this last one. I don't know if you guys saw any photos, but you will see some video. And the video will not do the set the justice that it deserves when you see, if you were to see it in person. The set was absolutely stunning. It was absolutely amazing.
Keep going about the set.
Yeah.
Keep talking about that.
So, the set was designed by Morgan and Lily, and it was just chef's kiss.
Flame emoji.
All of that, man. Really dope. So
shout out to Lily.
We're expecting to have some audio edits next week, video edits the following week. That stuff will be up on District 9. YouTube, and then all of the podcast creators will have access to their own audio and video and be able to put it on their own social media networks, social media channels, and yeah, man, it's looking forward to the next one. Everyone's already talking about when's the next one. We used to do these things twice a year, so we'll figure it out. But yeah, it was amazing.
It was really, really cool.
Dope. Yeah, really dope. Shout out to DJs too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
A-Flat was in there when I walked in to finish setting up, and what he was doing was breaking my brain, because it was like this jazz fusion, trap, hip hop, but it felt like I'm listening to things I have not heard before, right?
Right.
But I felt like I was with my dad on like a Sunday morning and he was cooking in the kitchen, like,
and it was bopping.
Yeah, made it very easy for the, or, okay, let me not jump too far out the window. Right. It eased my anxiety of all of the things I needed to get done still in a very short amount of time. Can't say any of it was easy, but it definitely eased my anxiety. It was pretty cool.
AJ said, morning AJ.
Morning, AJ.
Shout out to an incredible Black podcast. Morgan and Lily set design was stunning.
Hey.
A great time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. So dope.
I don't know what will ever happen with the rest of that. You know, like there, I don't know that you get to just reuse sets and stuff like that.
I think you do. And AJ gave us, she gave me a really great idea on how to store it. So we're going to, you know, try to put that into, yeah. She was like, oh no, you can reuse that. You just da 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 da. And I was like, oh. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got some things to do. But yes.
Look how that works.
It's been.
I wasn't even told a thing.
So coming out of that weekend, last weekend, and, you know, busy, busy week, I am teaching a podcast camp, youth podcast camp over at PamCut. And we are gearing up to our own youth podcast festival tomorrow. We will be playing some of the podcasts that they have been recording throughout the week, and they'll do a live session.
Wow.
At the recital. So, yeah. Yum, yum, yum. You know me. I love me a recital.
You do.
I do.
It's called Showing Your Work.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the kids, I'm going to change his name to protect his innocence, his young innocence. Young Franklin. He showed up on day one. But then he had to leave halfway through because he wasn't feeling too well. Mm. And halfway through today, I already learned that he's playing Batman Arkham Shadows on VR.
Oh, boy.
Right. So, you know, at the second half of the day, we're going over our interests and he had to leave. And I was like, oh, man. Man, Franklin. And then day two, he wasn't there because he still wasn't feeling well.
Mm.
Right. So then I got word that he was coming in yesterday, day three. So he comes in and he's like, so what did I miss?
Well, Drake.
All right. I was like, frankly, you missed quite a bit. We'll catch you up. I was like, all right. So we're going over the different parts of the podcast. There's three episodes that we're recording.
Yeah.
And different children are participating in different parts of each episode. And there's already a video game review that's going to be happening for the game Unravel. And he was like, well, can I do a review for Arkham Shadows? And I was like, I mean, now we'll have two reviews, but yeah, let's go.
Where you fit in, Franklin.
Yes, both reviews were amazing. But it was really interesting to hear him just talk about the game because he loves it so much. He really didn't need too many notes. He was just going off the top and it was like, you know, Arkham Shadows is a game based on DC Comics character, Batman. And I was just like, what is going on here? What's happening? He was just nailing it. It was so funny as I was editing it last night. I'm like, these kids are amazing. They really are.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I want to know is how many Batman games are there, like
more than you could imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the funny things that people, one of the shots they take at Warner Brothers, it's like, oh, Warner Brother games. I wonder what the,
oh,
what Batman. Do you know? Another Batman game. It's like, it's the only character you have.
Oh
yeah. And not to get too deep into the game world, the majority of us, a great majority of us are feverishly waiting on the Wonder Woman game.
Oh. And
part of it is definitely because of Zack Snyder's portrayal, but also a lot of the animated stuff, you see, like, she's not to be played with. So it's like, yeah, Everyone's looking forward to basically, like, Mortal Kombat, hyper-violent,
oh,
let her do her Diana thing. Yeah, because Batman, you know, hey, he's not really hurting anybody. He's gonna break some bones and we'll put you back. Diana don't play.
Bruce is just trying to bruise you. Yeah, and your ego.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to give you a couple of lumps.
Diana wants to make sure it never happens again.
I mean, that sounds like a solution-oriented person there.
Never happens again. You think I came all the way from Themyscira for this?
I mean,
huh?
It's what I'd be asking.
Running around your dirty cities?
Wasting my time.
Come on.
And my capabilities, my lasso.
I'm not coming back here again for this.
My okay? invisible whatever.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, there's tons of Batman games to answer your question.
Gotcha. You said Arkham, and I was like, Arkham Asylum. Wait, what?
Right.
Shadow. Arkham
Shadows.
Shadow Arkham of Knight. Mordor. What?
Get me started in that Shadow of Mordor.
How many things?
Before, go ahead. I was going to before I go take us off the rails, MJ.
Oh, I was just going to say what we'll talk about throughout today. Mm-hmm. In local news, y'all, there's so much happening. It's almost impossible to choose what to go for, you know, what to highlight, what to talk about. So for local news, I had to, you know, I love me an update to a story. And we talked about the sheriff's deputy in Deschutes County who was added to the Brady list.
Oh, yeah.
And just a little more, you know, got a little update on that. So we're talk about some smex sites, lies, throwing bows, and overturned convictions over in Deschutes. And in national news, Patriot Front dropped the ICE expansion pack in L.A.
I'm sorry, what?
This is what happens when I write the news in ambush.
Oh, not the ICE expansion pack.
It's definitely the ICE expansion pack. ICE popped out of a Penske truck.
Oh, yeah.
And, we've seen that before. And where we saw that before was the Patriot Front.
Definitely.
In the U-Hauls.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember, they were being called federal agents back then, you know, when they started popping out with their blue shirts and khakis. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to add in some of Trump's Bananagrams interview from Squawk Box on CNBC, because it does weave right in to that expansion pack. Mm. So we'll talk about that. And yeah.
Okay. I do have a little bit of homework. There was a topic that we had lined up for Black Podcast Festival. Again, shout out to our guests, Ken Jones and Rashonda Brooks. It was amazing. Bah, 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 bah. And it was tied into the decision, the recent decision that Mayor Wilson made as far as coming into compliance with some of the new regulations in order, some of the new federal regulations in order for us to receive the $350 million. I'm going to revisit this on Monday because I think it's a very important issue. I would like everyone to do the Googles for something called the False Claims Act. This is something that was brought to my awareness by a community partner up in Washington. And it's pretty much guiding how a lot of our local agencies are going to have to toe the line. In order to not just stay in compliance, but stay out of jail. Like, it's
the what? False Claims?
False Claims Act. And this is from the 1800s. It's from the 1800s.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah. You know, Project 2025. They're going to dig up all the old stuff that the forefathers, you know, had so much foresight in using.
I wish we could just call them enslavers.
We can.
Because
it's our show.
Forefathers just adds a little too much respect on their names.
I agree. A little too also, much prestige.
And, you know, and if we're going back to the 1800s to talk about anything in the 2020s of fives, not going to be great for most of us.
No.
And
not at all.
Certainly none of us that are Black, brown, indigenous, not going to look great for us.
No, not at all.
False claims. I can only, like, immediately, I assume, or not assume, but immediately makes me think of, like, once you go woke, you go broke, right? And then you guys falsely called me a sexual predator, and I hid the Epstein list so nobody could see it, and because it's a hoax and it's a whole bunch of bull jive, and that's a false claim on my merit.
And now I get to act.
And to death with you.
It's going to create somewhat of a bounty system.
Well, we already have that.
For people that wish to accept funds for the government and use it in ways that the government does not want them to.
Okay, now I'm remembering. This is the, hey, I work for the county who is receiving federal dollars. Mm-hmm. And they told you that they were no longer going to go woke because they didn't want to go broke.
That's right.
But they're still doing the woke, sir. And I don't think you can have that. So is this what you're saying?
Yep. So instead of writing my opinion piece to the Oregonian,
I'm going to file
a complaint with whatever office this would be responsible to.
Doge.
Most likely. And then that agency will be responsible for paying the government back three times what they borrowed. And me, as a person reporting it, I'll get a kickback.
Well, yeah. I mean, how else do we incentivize truthful reporting coming from citizens who have no bias?
What's so hilarious to me about the kickback situation is you can't even get Crime Stoppers to pay out. Do you think that you're going to get a kickback, a reward from an administration led by someone who is notorious, who has been sued, who is the Birdman?
Okay. What happened to that boy?
Trump has been sued countless times for not paying contractors. Countless. He does not pay people. He just doesn't.
Captain Bankrupt.
He's literally an enslaver. Like, literally, modern day.
Legitimately.
Yeah. Like, and you think there won't be all types of loopholes and red tape that disqualifies you?
Fam, they did not pay out for the person who snitched on Luigi.
Right.
And who was obviously very busy every minute of the day that they said he was doing some wrongdoings. There was a full-blown manhunt.
Yep.
For that person. We won't rest.
Until. Yeah.
Here's how much money we'll give you guys.
We won't rest until someone turns them in. Oh.
Oh. Looks like I can take a nap now. Someone's turned them in, but they did it in a way that I didn't like, so I don't have to pay them anymore.
Come on.
Led us straight to them, but it didn't work. You know, like, I don't know how anybody who even, you know, wants to be law enforcement in this way, the people that believe that they already are, you know, like, I don't understand how they can be so eager to tell on anything or to, you know, when none of the things that you are being promised are ever going to bear out.
Right. Not even close.
And so even in you moving just in hatred, just in, well, I don't need any money for this because I'm cleaning up the streets or whatever it is that you, you know, tell yourself in your head, like.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And then what?
And then what?
And then what? And then what? Like, the end goal is, like, to make sure kids don't eat breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, it's what do you think your end goal is? And does it actually match what this guy's is?
Congratulations.
I mean, a complete and total mess. And the fact that, like, I'm never going to get over that Stephen Miller has this much power. That, like, these are Stephen Miller policies.
Yeah.
A literal slithering snake.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Voldemort.
Yes.
He's Voldemort. Faux show. Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
So you played me a very informative and factual video of AOC this morning. And much like the top tier journalist that he is, one Christian Cuomo. You know, he got on the case. Well, he too saw this video, you know, recognized it for the non-deep fake that it wasn't, and had some words. Could you please regale?
Well,
Madam
I really like Christian Cuomo. That it threw me, and I liked it a lot. Chris Cuomo, one of, you know,
the Cuomos.
One of the Cuomos that just cannot come clean. Like, they just absolutely are unable to take accountability or responsibility for the things that they do. I think that's a prerequisite in their family.
Yeah. Yeah. Christian of House Cuomo.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
So he got played, apparently, by the internet. I don't know how that could happen on Elon Musk's hell site. He fell for a deep fake video that was supposed to be AOC. And here's the thing. This video is horrendously bad. Like, it's not the kind of deep fake where you're like, whoa, there's 17 fingers on that one hand, or look how many extra teeth she has. The mouth might as well be floating.
It is reminiscent of the black or white video.
Oh, and technology was so great in that moment.
Right.
And wow, looking back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The morph wasn't morphing as much as it was in whatever year that was. No.
The way AOC's eyes were bulging.
Eyes bulging.
I'm like, what?
Mouth just.
This is real.
Getting bigger and smaller and addressing Congress. And then you listen to it and it's absolute obvious satire. Like, this is not, this doesn't sound like anything that she would say.
Ever.
It sounds like what someone, like what a conservative believes every lib thinks. You know what I mean? Where they're just like, I'm going to stick it to the libs.
Yep.
Any of those people, when they hear AOC's name or they see her picture, I think everything that deepfake said is what they think about her.
Yep.
Chris Cuomo just
sitting around saying this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo sees this deepfake, quote tweets it, adds AOC into it on some, why would you care about this Sydney Sweeney thing when obviously NBD, you need to be explaining why you haven't condemned Hamas for the war that they started.
Right.
My man really put his foot in a bunch of mouths.
So
in this thing,
to give a little bit more context, the deepfake, right, was AOC addressing Congress about the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad, and, you know,
it starts out saying Sydney Sweeney is an Aryan princess or something like that.
It definitely starts out that way.
Like AOC is at work saying that on the floor of the House.
You know what's funny?
They used a lot of innuendo that I cannot say on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll leave
Chris
that.
Chris saying this sounds like something that you would say. And that particular line, in my mind, it's like Chris self-reporting. This sounds like something he wants to hear AOC say.
Oh, see, I think okay. I just took it as this is really what y'all think this woman says.
Yeah.
When you think of AOC, this is what you hear. This is what you feel.
I think you're right, though. I think you are right. And also, her starting out saying Sydney Sweeney's an Aryan princess, Chris was like, okay, go on. What are we talking about? I don't usually agree with you, Ocasio, but go on. What are we talking about? Okay? Because even in his response, he was like, you know, it's not about the Sydney Sweeney thing, and I don't.
Obviously,
I don't understand what the big that no big deal about that. Anyway,
shouldn't be talking about that anyway. So silly.
Oh boy, you are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
So can I just do a couple before we go into a music break?
Yeah, give me more.
Because this was just it just completely ridiculous. He retorted under that video, nothing about Hamas or people burning Jews' cars, but Sweeney's Gene ad deserve time on the floor of Congress. What happened to this party? Fight for small business, not for small culture wars.
You dork. You dunce.
So AOC responds to the post saying, this is a deep fake, dude. Please use your critical thinking skills. At this point, you're just reposting Facebook memes and calling it journalism.
Ooh. That's a barb that I can agree with.
He deleted the post and then just tweeted a thing, you know, just tweeted a response, I guess, but doesn't really know how to use Twitter. So he didn't then tag her. He didn't, you know, any of that. Like, so he deletes the post and then responds and says, you're correct. That was a deep fake, but it does really sound like you. Thank you for correcting. But now to the central claim. Show me you calling on Hamas to surrender or addressing the bombing of a car in St. Louis belonging to the IDF American soldier. Dude? AOC responds, I'm going to assume you were trying to reply to me and burped this tweet into the ether instead. You seem to struggle with knowing how to write an apology. Do you need help? Ooh. Maybe you should call someone.
Nice.
The thing that really got me was his non-apology that he posted. The tweet part of it was, I was wrong, ... But what is right?
Right. No, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, sir.
All to go along with him just reiterating the same thing just in just that time he's on his set. You know, he's like, hey, man, I was had. But it totally does sound like something you would say. And he keeps saying that. I am going to, like, I screen recorded it. I will put it on our Instagram. And the only reason I want to do that is so that you can actually hear what this deep fake says. Because I can't play it on the radio because it says a bunch of things that you can't say on the radio.
For sure.
But you got to know what it says. Because there's no way you mean that. There's no way it sounds like something you would say. You have not heard her say this. But it does make me understand what you hear when right. you hear words like inclusion.
Right.
Equity. Like now, not that I didn't understand before, but you are really making it plain that when you hear something like that, or when you see a brown woman talking, or you see a brown or black person in power, what you hear and what you see in that mind is completely different than what's actually happening. Because the fact that he kept saying, this sounds like you, sounds like something you would say, it's a self-report big time.
Yeah. For me, that's where I would hang up right there. Like the conversation, you know me, I just need the one thing to hang on to. And I would be like, oh, wait. So let's just dial it back to you saying this sounds like me. What exactly do you mean by that? You think I would be on saying fun bags or all the rest of these? Like, give me an example of where this sounds like me. I'm so curious in how you were convinced this was me. Let's analyze that.
What's amazing is that he just changed the entire conversation
right
completely
right,
and
he got caught out there looking weird.
Yeah, and he's getting ripped apart. Like, this is not like the people in the comments are like, oh man, yeah, that liberal, she's so annoying again. They're like, what is wrong with you? Because of course he then decided to say more. And was followed up again and said, correcting a mistake is simple. Explaining why you don't call on terrorists to surrender is as well.
Well, sir.
It's amazing to me that he can have any of this posturing. But he is also the kind of person who continues to stick his foot in his mouth and then thinks he can just like walk forward. And he's just being relentlessly mocked at this point. There's video of him talking to the BPD, Patrick Bet David. Yeah.
Yeah.
The talking to on a live, one of their live shows. And I don't know any of those people's names except for that dude. So one of the, you know, co-hosts of that show is talking to Chris and was like, Chris goes, yeah, I didn't like the way they treated Joe Rogan about ivermectin and stuff. I didn't like the way that they treated him about that. And dude was like, it was you. You did it. What do you mean? And he's like, oh, not at all. What?
Wow.
No. Goes, show me the clips. And then they did.
Oh.
And the clip is he and Don Lemon, you know how they would do the like right. changeover? Yeah. He's, you know, just like, I mean, ivermectin, really? Horse dewormer, really? You know, like, he's like, and who's telling them to do that, man? That, like, you definitely.
What was his response to that?
Wow.
Oh, Christian.
He tried to say something to the effect of like, but not this ivermectin, like it was different. Oh. And the dude was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. You're not going to tell me that you were that ivermectin was bad, but this one is good. You know, like, wasn't going for it.
Wow.
But the best part was like, he definitely spent a lot of time being the person that was like, oh, you want to play the gotcha game? I gotcha. You know, let's play that clip from the so-and-so. And no, I've actually seen you do that, Senator. Let me show you when.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So for him to be like, yeah, I'm to roll the clip, and dude was like, absolutely no problem. Press play.
Oh, you want clips? You're in the clips? I will roll them. No problem. C said, the problem is, the problem we're all experiencing is these influencers are fighting for
their existence.
Their existence.
You can't see. And so they will now say any and everything to try and stay relevant. Conservatives turning into liberals and liberals turning into conservatives. Anything for clicks and engagement. So real.
Yeah.
So real. Rudo said, good morning. What did I miss? Michelle, good morning. But what is morning?
What is morning?
And you know, it's not morning without you. So now we are in morning.
Bam. Squad in effect.
Yeah. To Caesar's point real quick, it's amazing the infighting and the quick turns that we watched happen at the, you know, 2015 going into 2016's election.
Yep.
And it's been doing this waffle, you know, for, the last 10 years, unfortunately. But we definitely know that the rage bait is what gets folks engaged and enraged. And so they're going to continue to jubilee their way through life, you know.
You see Cenk just did one?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No
interest. Nope. I'm reminded of what Michelle and Ross were saying when we were talking about the Mehdi Hassan Jubilee and how these are not done in good faith. It's a different, you know, scenario if this was not just legitimate rage bait or, you know, clickbait fodder, like the, right. and it's working. It is what's happening. There are millions and millions and millions of views, and you got Cenk Uygur running up there because he loves views. He's turning into the Kanye of the.
Oh, I 100% agree. 100% agree.
Wowie, yeah. Wow, no, my man.
Absolutely. Cenk is out here looking wild. Pardon me. Actually, I thought I wasn't going to watch it, but I'm going to watch it because a couple of clips that I saw, he's getting torn apart.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
And it's great because the people that I've seen in the clips know how to approach him. Like, Cenk is going to go on a scale of 1 to 10, he's going to go 51. So when you come in calm and remain calm, he just, like, he's got clown shoes on the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that's all it takes is, is to, you know, just not get riled up.
Yeah.
But no matter what, Cenk is going to.
He's
going
to get riled. There's no not riling.
He can't help it. But he also can't make sense of his propaganda not working.
Yeah.
So, like, I have not seen a lot. I just saw one clip of him. The person said, I mean, you tried to stop a union at your own business. And he was like, since you want to smear me, you want to smear me? We're going to talk about it right now then. Since you want to smear me. It was like, whoa. 0 to 100 real quick. Simmer.
Cenk.
You want to bring in personal data?
Like, your blood pressure has to be off the charts, bro.
Fam.
You got to relax.
He can't. He can't. Not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
All right. I talked us way past the music break. But apologies.
It was good. I don't think anyone that listened to us have any complaints. It was a great morning. You know?
Well, if you do, don't tell me about it.
All right. I'm not mad at that. You go catch her after the music break. And we are back. I want to apologize for that screwed version. It wasn't chopped.
I was like, I don't think we get to call it either one. No, let's be respectful to the culture, you know?
All right. Apologies.
A Pacific Northwest slowdown, I think what you call that.
Cruising the coast down?
I like it. Yes.
Cruising the coast down version.
We definitely don't chopped and screwed when it sounds like that.
Protect my heart. A little something going on with the browser. We're going to see what's up with that. Hopefully get it fixed by the next music break. But in any event, you're not here for the music. You're here for us. And we are back.
I think they're here for the music.
And we are back.
Oh, oops.
This is my fiance. From Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush.
I'm DJ Ambush.
Yep. And I'm also DJ Ambush. That means Morgan Jones hasn't shown up for work.
Damn.
Yeah, I had to try it once.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Oh, rough stuff. All right.
We got some local news, right?
What Rudo missed was us saying what we would talk about. And so we're going to jump right into this story, Rudo, about the disgraced deputy of Deschutes County, which sounds like a reality series I would like Bravo to create.
Nah, for real.
And I will, in fact, host if they'd like. I can be the Andy Cohn, you know, I can do the after.
Yeah.
I want to ask the messy questions of the messy, corrupt deputies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so remember the shady former sheriff deputy from Deschutes County that we told you about a while back, Kent Vanderkamp. The one who got himself placed on the Brady list.
Yeah.
For lying under oath about college degrees he had never earned. Yep. Yes, that is the one.
Yep. That guy.
Now, the consequences of his lies are finally coming home to roost. Comeuppance, if you will.
Yeah.
The Deschutes County District Attorney's Office just tossed out 5 convictions, all from cases where Vanderkamp played a key role, either as the arresting officer or the so-called expert witness. These cases, most of them from 2012 to 2014, include charges like DUII, reckless driving, burglary, theft, resisting arrest, and evading police. One defendant who actually served nearly 5 years in prison.
Wow.
And now all of it just gone. The DA's office says they can't uphold convictions built on false or misleading testimony. Mm. And that's exactly what Vanderkamp gave. Lying under oath about his qualifications, pretending he had academic degrees he never got, and using the fake credibility to sway juries, it's a wrap. you don't get to do that. But, you know, with Vanderkamp, it's the never stops at just lying. According to court documents, he once elbowed a defense attorney in the DMV hearing room during a recess when he was a just a deputy, not okay. a sheriff's deputy. This was after getting aggressive, cussing the attorney out, and trying to hide the police report that he was being asked for by taking it to his car.
Oh, my God.
He came back in, walked past the lawyer, and just knocked him with an elbow like they were in a playoff game. Like, which led to an internal affairs investigation, and they looked into some other things, too. And apparently, while he was on duty with the sheriff's office, he was allegedly involved in running a pornographic website that also sold prescription drugs.
What?
Without a license.
Oh, man, it's enterprising.
To me, that sounds like a crime.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you get to sell prescription drugs if you are not a
pharmacist.
There you go.
Yeah.
So not only is this man fabricating degrees and trying to beat up lawyers and violating people's rights left and right in court, he was also pushing pee through porn sites. Like, what? And before he got to Oregon, he was reportedly part of a pyramid scheme in California while on duty, which violates their penal code because you can't be pressuring your
MLM.
You know, it's multi-level marketing, not a pyramid scheme.
This is wow.
I'm not sure how he passed a background check. If what you were just asking me or thinking right. was how'd he do that? No clue. Not a one. Deschutes County's new sheriff, Ty Rupert, says this is a time to, quote, rebuild trust with the community.
I love when they say that.
And I'm, you know.
I love it.
I'm from Portland, so I have heard every NBA season that we're rebuilding.
Yeah.
You know, like I understand the rebuild.
Heck yeah.
I also understand it hardly ever happens. anyhow.
Game's back.
Well, yeah. The DA, Steve Gunnels, said it plainly, quote, even if the person committed a crime, if the conviction was built on false testimony, it is not justice.
Yeah.
And we don't know if there are more cases that will be overturned, but we definitely we know that if you're out here just making up your credentials and slinging scripts on sex sites, like maybe pressuring your peers into pyramid schemes, you maybe shouldn't be the one deciding whose freedom gets taken away.
Men's very enterprising.
No one said he wasn't, efficient with time. Man was like, I got the same 24 as you. You know what you complaining for.
You know what? You know what?
What you complaining for?
Real talk.
I got this Corvette from my porn site, not from juking my the stats job. Of my of overtime.
Right. I don't you know even touch saying? That money. I don't even see that.
I don't even see that.
I don't even see that money.
Throw that to the side chick.
I got these scripts going on my porn site. Doubling my revenue.
This text says, sounds like the background check was simply fogging a mirror.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
Like, what?
I'm stuck because a lot of those sound like things you're not supposed to do, whether you are on the job or not. You know what I mean? Like,
it sounds like they crammed what should have been a whole half a season of Law and Order into one episode.
It's and called it was a special, like, a special guest or whatever. Yeah. Like the, yeah, ripped from the headlines.
And he's doing all of this? All of it? One guy?
One dude.
The amount of cases that are going to have to be reviewed.
That alone. But honestly, like, is it one guy or instead of the wrap it all into one Law and Order episode, did they take the entire force's wrongdoings and say, this guy's awful, man?
Good point.
I mean, I just don't know how you can. What do you mean? No one. Y'all didn't know he was running a pornography site from his desk at work. Like, what do you mean you didn't know that?
It's impossible. And I say that because of the nature of the person that would do something like this. It's impossible that you're running that and you're not proudly sharing it.
No, with he's telling his friends.
Yeah. Impossible, yeah. Bro. Impossible. You mean to tell me this IT's not seeing this?
Hello.
Come on, bro.
It's probably because they were defunded or something, you know, so we couldn't afford IT anymore. Is that what we're going to say?
I remember watching people get pulled from their desks. Excuse me. Pulled from their cubicles. Mm-hmm. When I used to work at Cellular One. Mm-hmm. Before it turned into Singular Wireless. Uh-huh. Before it turned into what? AT&T? I don't know. In any event, I remember seeing people get pulled from their cubicle. For going on pornography sites.
Oh, my word. At work.
At work. And it
during work hours.
Listen, the tolerance was zero. So there was 2 weeks of training before we made it to the floor. Mm-hmm. There were people that didn't make it through training. That's how much IT was on it.
Because they were watching.
Yeah. They'd have a little window up to the side and they're searching stuff. Oh, boom. Somebody was walking around and be like, yeah, we need such and such and such and such.
Going to need number 32 and 57.
And they'd come back in a room, grab their things, and that's just it.
Walk out.
And yeah. And it continued on to the floor until people really started to understand, like, yo, don't play.
Then you're reminded. All it takes is, you know, honestly, 2 minutes of listening to him answer a question, and you know, one, he never heard the question.
Bro, totally wasn't paying attention.
He has absolutely zero idea the answer to that question, whether he hears it or not. Three, it doesn't actually matter if he heard it. He is not going to answer anything that he doesn't want to. He's just gonna move on forward or roll on backwards or whatever the thing is, and just it just like snowballs. The whole thing just snowballs. And it goes from, you realize really quickly, he has a 47 word vocabulary. He doesn't really know how to describe anything. He says things like, they drop you from the insane asylum and they drop them right there. You know, the places you never want to see.
Sure.
It just, what? What?
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Harlem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
So I just wanted to read this one quote, mm-hmm, before we head out from that interview. One of the interviewers says, Mr. President, I just want to hear you clearly. You're saying the people who have been here for years and who have been paying taxes, you're going to look at them very differently, and maybe they belong here in the workforce? And he says, I want to work with them. And in some cases, we're sending them back to their country with a pass back in legally. And we're doing things that are very difficult to do and very complex. But it works really well. We're sending them back, and then they're schooling, they're learning, they're coming in legally. We have a lot of that going on, but we're taking care of our farmers. We can't let our farmers not have anybody. You know, these people, you can't replace them very easily. You know, people that live in the inner city are not doing that work. They're just not doing that work. And they've tried, and we've tried, everybody tried. They don't do it. These people do it naturally. Naturally. I said, what happens if they get to a farmer the other day? I asked, what happens if they get a bad back? He said, they don't get a bad back, sir, because if they get a bad back, they die. Oh. I said, that's interesting, isn't it? You know, these are very, in many ways, they're very, very special people.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You're welcome.
And today's show was brought to you by, I mean, what on earth, bro? You're the leader of the free world.
It ain't free.
For sure. For sure.
That fool said everybody loves him. He has the best approval rating that he's ever had. He gets fact checked on that because it's a actually, this number he quoted was like 71%, and the dude was like, "Well, that's among Republicans," which then makes it low.
Right.
He's like, "No, no, no. Republicans, I'm 94%, 95%. I don't know, what are you talking about? I got great polls. I got all the great polls. I got the greatest polls. I got the greatest poll numbers." Da, 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 da. Also, don't forget that everything was rigged, but not this poll.
Yeah, everything with this poll that I'm telling you about was rigged. Ooh, man, is what's the word I'm looking for? Exhausting.
Yeah, it's a good one.
This is another episode of News of My Fiance. Hey, Carmen. Brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush.
Carmen with a K.
Our podcast editor, Kyle with a K, of Residual Audio. Text will be in the episode because that's what Kyle does. He does his thing. Mm-hmm. That's his ting. You know what I'm saying? Playlist is updated. We will catch you guys Monday night. We'll be back on a sketch doing the 6:30 ting. You know what I'm saying? A couple of things happening throughout the week. We are participating in a fundraiser today over with EGC.
Yes.
More information on that is available on their Instagram. We are also participating on a huge multi-organizational fundraiser at Open Signal this Saturday. It's a block party.
Amplify PDX
is going to be super dope.
It's a hot solidarity summer.
That's folks. What I'm talking about. More information on that can be found at Open Signal. So, you know what I'm saying?
And we'll post about both of these things.
Exactly. Check out the fiancés. Don't let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is indeed a policy choice.
Hello.
People over profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much, you guys.
Bye.